Why Charles Darwin rejected the Bible. Charles Darwin, more than any other man, is responsible for the prevalent view in the Western world that science should be enthroned above God's Word. At the Darwin Centennial in Chicago in 1959, Sir Julian Huxley, perhaps the most influential evolutionist of the 20th century, made the following pronouncement. Charles Darwin has rightly been described as the Newton of biology. He did more than any single individual before or since to change man's attitude to the phenomena of life and to provide a coherent scientific framework of ideas for biology in place of an approach in large part compounded of heresy, myth, and superstition. He rendered evolution inescapable as a fact, comprehensible as a process, all-embracing as a concept. Quoted by Julian Huxley in Evolution After Darwin, Volume 1, Evolution of Life, 1961, page 1 and 2. Darwin was not an outright atheist. He referred to himself as an agnostic. However, he did not always have these views. Charles hadn't always thought about God or religion as a problem. In fact, both Charles and his father thought he was going to be a country parson. Quoted in the article by Deborah Hilligan, Charles and Emma, The Darwin's Leap of Faith, 2009, page 23. Darwin attended Cambridge University to prepare for life in the clergy. While at the university, Charles read theology not just on assignment, but also for pleasure. He especially enjoyed the works of William Paley. He read Paley's A View of the Evidence of Christianity. Paley wrote about natural history, arguing that if you examined specimens carefully, you could see how beautifully they were created, how perfectly they were in their adaptations. This, to Paley, was evidence of the existence of God and proof that God was the creator of all species. Charles thought these arguments were well written, coherent, and logical. He did not, at that point, question Paley's premises about God's role in creation. Darwin was also an avid student of natural history. After graduating from Cambridge, he had opportunity to serve as a naturalist on the HMS Beagle, a trip that would last 5 years, ending in 1836. While he traveled, Charles did go to church quite regularly, both at the services that his captain led and on shore whenever he got the chance. Some of the crew made fun of him for how religious he seemed. But natural history became his true passion, and now after the voyage in 1838, Charles was having serious doubts about God and Jesus, about the revelation, about heaven and hell. He had begun to reject God's role in creation. A number of issues contributed to Darwin's doubt. Many points were being argued about at the time. Three main elements of the Holy Scripture were in question: the Genesis account of creation of the world and the fall of man, the wrathful character of the God of the Old Testament, and the New Testament revelation with Christ's promise of eternal life. After rejecting a literal reading of the Genesis account of creation, as he learned about the vastness of the geological time, Charles questioned other historical parts of the Hebrew Bible and found that he could not accept the God of the Old Testament because he was described as a vengeful tyrant. Quoted in the article by Randall Keyes, Darwin, His Daughter and Human Evolution, 2001, pages 47 and 48. Darwin's doubts about religion are understandable in retrospect, at least for those who understand what the Bible really teaches. The fact is that some doctrines that caused him to doubt are not in the Bible. For example, he was particularly troubled about the doctrine of everlasting torment in hell. Years later, he would write in his autobiography, "I can indeed hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true. If so, the plain language of the text seems to show that the men who do not believe, and this would include my father, brother, and almost all my friends, will be everlastingly punished. And this is a damnable doctrine," quoted by Hellinger in page 231. In April of 1851, Annie, the beloved daughter of Charles and Emma, died at 10 years of age after an extended illness. Charles decided not to attend her funeral because he believed he would gain no comfort from a Christian service. This event apparently slammed the door on any remaining faith Charles may have had. After Annie's death, Charles set the Christian faith firmly behind him. He did not attend church services with the family. He walked with them to the church door, but left them to enter on their own. Quoted by Keyes, page 243. Had Charles Darwin understood what the Bible states about heaven, hell, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal life, he may well have never doubted God, Jesus Christ, and the Bible in favor of evolution. Someone else probably would have fashioned the theory of evolution as the general idea was floating around in England at that time, but it might not have originated with Darwin. He admitted his idea was a theory, and he knew it contained gaps. Still, he had faith in his theory that was greater than the faith necessary for him to believe in God of the Bible as he conceived him. In 1881, near the end of his life, he received a letter from a schoolteacher that stated, "If we deny the derivation of life from inorganic matter, the most probable alternative is the idea of an eternal or everlasting being filling all immensity with his presence and breathing into the first animal the breath of life," quoted by Kneese, page 316 and 317. Darwin wrote back, "I hardly know what to say. Though no evidence worth anything has as yet, in my opinion, been advanced in favor of a living being developed from inorganic matter, yet I cannot avoid believing the possibility of this will be proved someday in accordance with the law of continuity. Whether the existence of a conscious God can be proved from the existence of the so-called laws of nature is a perplexing subject on which I have often thought, but cannot see my way clearly." End of article.